To the first week of our sermon series on the family, we're beginning an 8-week journey to look at God's design for the family. I'm going to be covering information on Sunday mornings, and our small groups are going to be covering other parts of it during the week. Each of those sections are going to be different, so don't miss those opportunities to learn and grow. I really do believe this could be the very thing that could be the life-changing event that you've been looking for you and your family. You know, there may be some people here this morning or listening to these sermons, and you wonder if there's really anything here for you. You may think, well, since your children are grown and gone, that these messages don't touch your life. You may be single or living alone. You may believe that sermons about the home and family really have nothing to say to you. No matter where you are in life, you still have family, or you came from family. And there are things that we're going to discuss through this series that will apply to everyone, whether you have children or not, whether you are married or not. The family, as we are going to define it, is under great attack, and it's going to take all of us to protect it and regroup and learn why family is so important in our communities today. There isn't anyone in this place this morning that has not been deeply emotionally affected one way or another as a result of some event that has happened in your family. Family is one of the, I think, of all the things that you never think about where people get hurt is from a family member. Isn't that interesting? So family is important in our world, and we're going to talk about that as we travel this journey together. I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you for a moment just to forget about everything that you know or you think you know about family. Pretend during this time together that you know nothing and you are establishing for the first time this idea of family. Pretend for a moment that you haven't even heard what this is. You knew communities are there, you have kids or parents, but you've never even realized what this whole thing is about family. So I want to challenge you, no matter where you've come from, or what your upbringing is, or what your education was, or what your family life was, whether you have no parents or some parents, or you came from divorced homes, or you're remarried and married again, and all of these events have happened in your life, doesn't mean that we can't talk about this topic or what this is and why this is so important in our world. So I want to ask you to answer some questions for yourself as we go through this. Questions like, what is family and how do we define it? Why should we have a solid foundational definition of family? What is the problem with redefining the family? What is the purpose of family? Why is family important, and does family really matter? For us to answer these questions and the many more that are like them, we have to have a plan. We have to have a common beginning point and a destination. It's like going into a big shopping mall trying to find a particular store, but you do not have any idea where you are or where that store is. What are you going to do? Do you just walk around until you find it? Yeah, if you're a woman, because you guys love shopping. Shopping for you is not a destination, it's an experience. Guys, it's a destination. So if you're like me, you're going to walk into the mall and you're going to go and look for one of those little mall map thingies. And you're going to go look at that mall map thingy. It's found in one of the entrances. And once you find it, what are you going to look for? No, you're going to look for the little red Waldo that's on that mall map. And when you find the little red Waldo, what is it going to say? you are here. Once you know where you are, then you will know what direction to go in order to find your destination. So once you find out where you are, then you can locate the store and trace out which direction you need to go in order to find it. And see, so once you find the store, then you have an option. You can go straight there, or you can spend the next 2 hours walking around until you get to your destination. But now you know where you're going. So that's what this series is all about. That's what the small group studies are. That's called the Family Project. We need to understand where we are as individuals, where we are as a society, so that we can make sure we follow the right path to our destination. I want to begin this series with the end in mind. So we ask ourselves, what is our destination? Where are we going over the next 8 weeks together? What is the destination? And the destination is the truth about the family. We want to know, what is the truth about the family? Why is this important? And why does it matter to any of us? Whether you're married, single, older, grandparents, what difference does it make right now in all of our worlds? We're going to find that out. In our world, and especially our culture, the term family is used for all kinds of things. It means different things to different people. We live in a culture where the term family has lost a lot of its meaning. It has lost its purpose. In our time together through this journey, we're going to rediscover the true value and the purpose of family from a biblical worldview. You know, I used to be able to say from a Christian worldview, and that term is still used, Christian worldview, but the challenge we are facing today, people have even redefined what Christian is. We can have people sitting in a Christian church, listening and reading a Bible, the same words that we all have access to, but they don't have a Christian worldview. They have a different view. It's interesting when you think about it in our world today, in order for us to find the purpose for the family, where do we go? We go to God, but not just going to God. We go to His book. We go to the Bible, to the words that He wrote to us. In the Bible, we can find the answers to all of life. We can find answers to the questions about family. We're going to look to the Bible to see how God defines the family and learn what God's design is for the family. And once we learn what God's design is for the family, then we can determine from that point with the little red Waldo, this is where I am. This is where my family is. This is where so-and-so is, where our church is. And once we see that, then we can look at it and go, okay, what do we need to change in order to get in line with the way God designed family and what we need to do to make sure that we're not outside the boundaries of God's Word. See, sometimes we have to evaluate, don't we? We have to evaluate our thinking. We have to evaluate what we believe. We have to evaluate all these things so that we know what changes need to occur. Because I don't know about you, I want to know what God says. I want to know what God says. I want to know if I'm doing right or doing wrong. And see, here's the thing. Once you know what's right or what's wrong, then you have a decision to make. God gives you, as we talked about before, God gives you free will, doesn't He? We found out we can interrupt God's plan for our life by decisions that we make. Nothing is a sure thing. We can interrupt things in life by our decisions, but once we know what God wants to do, then we can make a decision, okay, I want to do it or I don't want to do it, okay? We can make that decision, but at least you're making the decision out of knowledge and not ignorance. So when you decide, here's the interesting thing, when you decide to get in order, you'll know exactly what you need to do and you won't be ignorant of it. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So if you have knowledge, you can decide to follow it or not, but at least you're not perishing for lack of it. Agreed? So that's what our goal here through all of this is, to find out direction we want to go. We want to learn the truth about the family. One of the the major problems the families are up against in our world today is that people have, they have no worldview. They have no worldview. Well, that's not true. They do have a worldview. They have the world's view. They have the worldview, and the worldview says that they filter their view of tomorrow by what they feel like or think at the moment or today. Whatever feels right today must be right, so that's what I'm going to do. They follow that today in making decisions about tomorrow. We're living in a clash of worldviews, and the family is being crushed in the middle. The world's view shifts like the sands on a beach, and I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. If we ever are going to be able to define the family, we have to choose what worldview you're going to embrace and what you are willing to die for and what you're willing to live for. Because it is hard to live and go in the exact opposite direction that everybody else is going. But once you do that, I believe people will follow. Because there are others who are going to like the result and they'll want what you have. The worldview, your worldview, is the beginning point of everything. Your worldview is the beginning point of everything. It is you are here spot on the map. It becomes the way you see life, the way you see the world and everything around you. Your filter, you filter your decisions through that viewpoint. Right now, today, you are filtering decisions based on your particular viewpoint. You are doing it now. Decisions where you live, decisions about your kids, decisions, all of these decisions that are going on right now that you are making each and every day, you are making those decisions based on a particular viewpoint. So the challenge you have to ask yourself is my view right? Is my viewpoint, is my worldview correct? Because your family and people around you's lives are at stake based on our decision and our viewpoint. The Bible tells us how important foundations are. Jesus gave us an example in the story found in Matthew chapter 7. It's familiar to some, but probably not to others. But he said this, he says, "Therefore, who hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." What I find interesting about this story is that both of them had the information. They both had the information. So it's not the information that makes you wise. They both had the information, but guess who the wise person was? The person who did it. See, it's not about knowledge, it's about application. It's learning how to apply it. So when we come this morning, I mean, it's nice that, you know, you come to hear me. I'm glad there's some of you here to hear me, because I kind of waste my time if there's not. But I'm glad you're coming to hear, but what's important is that we don't just hear, is that we apply it. And so through this study, we want to challenge you not just to gain information. We want you to evaluate. I want to challenge you to evaluate and see, okay, here's what the Bible says. What am I doing? How do I line myself up in this particular area of my life? A house in this parable can refer to many things. It can refer to a person. It can refer to a church. It can even refer to a society. But it can also quite literally refer to a family and a home. And if we seek to build our families on anything other than the stable foundation of the Word of God, it will never last through life's trials and challenges when they come upon us. Our society today, many families have a foundational problem, but they don't know it. They don't know it. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but when you have a house and, you know, it constantly keeps getting cracks in the walls, and so you get a painter and come and you fix those cracks in the wall, and then it doesn't take long, all of a sudden there's more cracks in the wall and you fix those, and then there's more cracks in the wall and you fix those, and then finally somebody comes along that's smart enough to see beyond all of that and says, look, you don't have cracks in the walls problem. What you have is a foundational problem. We can spend, many times families spend their entire lives fixing cracks in the walls. But if they would take the necessary effort and time to fix the foundation, the cracks will take care of themselves. But most people don't know what the foundational issues are, so they continue to deal with cracks in the walls, fights, rebellion, struggle, pain, suffering, hurt. All of these things happen because of those are the cracks. But the foundation needs to be fixed. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4 says, through skillful and godly wisdom, I like this in the Amplified, it says, through skillful and godly wisdom, a house, a life, a home, a family is built, and by understanding it is established, look at, on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge its rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. See, foundation is important. Once you get the foundation, then you gain knowledge and learn how to fill the rooms. Definition of what it means to be a family has been altered in our society today. How we define family has been changed. Culture and media has given us their often distorted viewpoint, and now even the government has redefined family. And the challenge is, it's not just a redefinition of family. It is an all-out assault to get people like us with a biblical worldview to submit to their definition of family. If they want to define it that way, that's great. But I'm not submitting to it. Why? Because I have someone else I have to stand before when I leave this earth that I have to deal with for an eternity and give an account to what I say and what I teach and what I do. Bible says, as for me, you know, Joshua told the people, he says, look, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do. We can choose, but it's a challenge against us. See, the disintegration of the family. Listen, this is it. This is the biggie right here. The disintegration of the family is the single most devastating internal issue facing our nation. It is. There isn't anything greater than what is going on. Why do you think the devil has worked through the years to produce devastation in families through divorce, through, you know, dad's leaving, through all of these issues, struggles, rebellion? Why? Because that is the most important thing that our society has. Every single thing that families touch, you're going to see it. Families touch every area of society, their strengths, their weaknesses. To a large degree, those strengths determine the strength or weaknesses of our church, of our families, of our society. Franklin Graham made this statement. He said, when the family is destroyed, society eventually disintegrates. It will implode on itself. Broken families, I could give you the statistics. I looked them up. It's just incredible. Broken families cost societies billions upon billions of dollars. Here's an interesting statistic. From 1940, from when they started this, from 1940 to the 70s, they tracked what was the cause of poverty in children, childhood poverty. And the cause of childhood poverty from 1940s to the 70s was a father who did not have a job, was job-related. After that point, after the 70s, from then until now, the problem of childhood poverty is directly related to the brokenness of the family. So it costs us billions. It costs us billions in education. It costs communities and societies billions upon billions of dollars in prisons. 90-something percent of all people in prison come from or have dealt with family issues of brokenness. It costs us billions of dollars. Simply put, we have a challenge in our world today that we need to address. See, and what do we do then? What do we do? Jeremiah 6:16 tells us exactly what to do. Here's the deal. It says, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. People want rest, don't they? They want peace. They want all the good things in their life. But they said, look, but we said we will not walk in it. In other words, at least God said, hey, I'm giving you the info. It's your decision, right? few years ago, I had the privilege of going to New York City with Robbie, and I'd never been there before, and it was really, really fun. One of the amazing things that I noticed when I was there, when they build a skyscraper in the midst of the city, you can always know how high they want to go with this building by how deep the foundation was. The higher the building, the deeper the foundation and the bigger. You would see these massive, massive holes with concrete and all this stuff, just gigantic. Well, you knew that they were going to go way high. So the higher the building, the bigger the foundation needs to be. Listen, you can't build a skyscraper on the foundation of a chicken coop because it will not stand. Like sand castles on the shore of a rising tide, our families are being swept away one after another, and it needs to stop, and only through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ can it be fixed. That's the only thing. Society can't fix it, but God can. I believe God had a very specific idea when he created family, because family is God's idea, not man's. No matter what anybody thinks, family is God's idea, not man's. If you look at Genesis chapter 1 and 26, which is in your handout, it gives us the beginning of God giving the mandate and creating a man and a woman. And from that creation, he gave them authority and told them to have dominion, told them to reproduce, take the authority that was given to them. From that point is when we see the first families being created. God has a divine mission for the family. He has a divine mission for the family. But here's what's interesting. He also has divine mission for every single person, whether you're single, married, whatever age you are, a child. But where it came from, its design was to come through the family and you receive and know your mission. God had a plan. So what is the mission? What is the mission? Well, I was going to wait and not tell you today and give it to you next week, but I'm going to give it. It's in your handout there. What is the mission? And you're going to hear this through this study in a different formula, but it's the same. The mission is this. The mission of the family is to mirror the in the visible realm, the reality of the triune God in the invisible realm. In other words, we're supposed to reflect the nature of God, the triune being of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Isn't that interesting? That even in his names, Father, Son, shows you family. We are supposed to mirror that image in us. And it's interesting when you think about it, when the Bible tells us that when God created Adam, because inside of Adam was Eve. Here's a thought. Inside of him was them. Inside of him was them. One individual inside of them, inside of him, he had all of them. And God separated them. And it says he took out, the only way we can explain it in human terms, for you and I to understand it, is that he took a rib, and he pulled that rib out, and from that rib he made Eve. And it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that Adam was lonely. It said he was alone, and God said it's not good that he should be alone. Because being alone, he can't reflect the image of God. Because God is not alone. He's not alone. Even though he's one God, he represents and presents himself as a family. Isn't that interesting? And now we get to represent and present God as family. That's why the devil works so hard to destroy family. Because it's the very reflection in the image of who God is. And the devil can't reflect that because he can't reproduce in the way that we do. He has no love, only we learn that from God. See, the Bible tells us, unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor, labor in vain that build it. The problem we have in our world today is that people think happiness was God's goal in marriage and family. Happiness. I want kids because I want to be happy. I'm going to get married because I want to be happy. Did you know that that's completely the wrong reason to do it? Because any of you people you know that have children, you're never happy. Oh, I'm kidding. What did I just say? Yeah. Personal and family happiness may be the benefit of a strong family, but it's not the mission. Your happiness is not God's mission. The mission is to reflect God through the advancement of His kingdom and rule on the earth. Happiness is a natural benefit when the goal is achieved. Problem we have today is that we have transposed the benefit with the goal. So when the benefit, happiness, peace, and rest is not working out, we quit. Because, well, I'm just not happy. I'm not feeling loved anymore. That's not the reason we do what we do. That's not the mission. See, we have to keep in mind that happiness was never God's first concern, but rather the outgrowth of fulfilling the mission. When we make His first concern our first concern, we will experience the benefits that come with it. But if we focus only on the benefit without getting back to the purpose of why we do what we do, we may wind up losing both the benefit and the purpose. You always got to start with you are here. Find the little red Waldo in your life and in your family and start there and let God deal with all the rest. See, because from the family, God meant for us to learn everything in life. He meant for us to learn everything in life. You know what I just found out? Lastly, I think this, I'm slow, but I didn't realize I was this slow in thinking. But listen, in all of this, I was reading these articles about family and all this kind of stuff. And did you know, years ago, people's names determined their family. So if you were a Miller, guess what you did? If you were a Smith, guess what you did? Your name determined your occupation. And that was the family of Smiths. And when you said Smith, that they were Smiths. That's what they did. Their connection went all the way through their family. We've lost family connection. See, we live in a different world today. Obviously, we don't do it that way. But God had something in mind, something bigger than ourselves. So it's important for us to understand family is the first place that we give and receive love. Did you know that? Family is the first place that we learn to give and receive love. And there is nowhere else you can find it that will replace that. Never. We learn to express love to others from our experiences that we learn from family. Lastly, this morning, I put this in your handout right there. It's imperative that we view marriage and family from God's perspective as a covenantal union. I talked about this last week, that God made a covenant with the family. And we fall in line with the way God made His covenant with us. And guess what? Here's what's neat. Even if you're a single, even if you're not married, even if you have no children, whatever your situation is, even if you're remarried, been divorced, remarried, if you make a decision to get yourself in line with the way God does things, you will experience the same benefit of family covenant. Because God is family. And every single one of us benefit from the family connection that we have with God. Because more important than anything, God wants you connected to a church family. That's how you experience the same benefit of family and the covenant of family is by being connected to a church family. Then you get the benefit of all of it. He designed this union in order to strengthen the capacity of each person to carry out His plan in their lives. God wants it to work for you. Aren't you glad? God wants it to work for you. So I challenge you, I just want to encourage you. Oh, I saw this yesterday and I thought it was really cool. I go, I want this. So, and it says, family is what? It says the center of what? Life's meaning. We know God is the center, but God intended for all of us to find our meaning in life through a direct connection to family. God would guide us in our directions of life through the parents, through the family. Meaning in life. I can tell you, you'll find out people all through life that live confused, live, don't know what's going on, don't know what to do, don't have any direction. It's because they never had any direction in their growing up years, so they still don't know what to do. God wants to work through the family. Well, let's stand together this morning. And I just want to challenge you today to know that no matter what you've come through in life up to this point, up to this moment. Whether you've experienced heartache in your family, whether you've had a bad experience with parents, bad experience married before, married again, whatever has gone on in your family and in your life, God is not holding that against you. God is the God of do-overs. He's a redoer. And He will bless you for your decisions today. Sometimes we make decisions and we don't know. And because we don't know, bad decision. But now God is He's helping you. You're here today because God loves you and He wants to fix things in your life. So wherever you're at today, don't feel like this is not for you. It is totally for you. To help you experience some of the greatest blessings in the future that you've never had in your life. God wants to do it for you. He wants to heal everything that's broken in your life and give you a better future than your past. Didn't that sound great? I don't know about you, but I'd want that more than anything else. So let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the promise that if we do our part, you're going to do your part. We need the knowledge, the understanding, so we can find out individually where we are. We need to look for the little guy on the map so we can find out where we are and we can determine our destination. So Lord, help us today. Father, heal people's hearts, lives, encourage them, let them know that no matter what situation they're in right now, single, married, been through a divorce, terrible situations at home with family, whatever's going on in their life, Lord, let them know that you have a better plan. You're there to help them. You are there to heal anything that's broken. We're thankful for your love for us, Lord, because your love heals all things. And we give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen.